Hi, welcome to 20 Minute Christian Counselor. My name is Rob Orem. I've been a pastor and a counselor for over 30 years. And in this podcast, I provide biblical counsel for the practical matters of life. So if you're experiencing some struggles, either personally or in a relationship, and you're looking for some helpful wisdom, keep listening for the next 20 minutes or so. You'll be glad you did. Hi, and welcome back. Today I want to answer the question, how can I heal from the wounds of my father? And I will tell you, I'm actually recording this right after a Father's Day. So I've been thinking a lot about this. I realize a lot of these special days throughout the calendar year can trigger us to have thoughts, memories, and feelings about things from our past. And so specifically today, we're going to spend a little time thinking about our fathers. And the reality is that our dads have had an enormous impact on us. They're our primary example of what a man should be, what a husband should be, what a father should be. And maybe most importantly, and you might not realize this, our fathers are our primary examples of God. And we're going to talk more about that in a minute. So unfortunately, the sad truth of life is that no one had a perfect father. None of us had perfect dads. Some of us had fathers we didn't even know. Some of us had fathers who were never there, absentee fathers. Some of us had fathers who were just really rejecting of us, never really accepted us for who we are as their child. Some of us have had critical fathers where nothing we ever said or did was good enough. Some of us had fathers that struggled with addiction. Some of us had what I would call narcissistic fathers, just really self-centered fathers. Everything was about them. And we were just a tangent to their lives. And then I know some of us had abusive fathers, whether it was verbal abuse, spiritual abuse, emotional abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse. And because we've all had imperfect fathers, we all have what we call father wounds. You can look up that expression on the internet, father wounds. We all have had these injuries, whether they're emotional, relational, spiritual injuries, as a result of having an imperfect earthly father. Every one of us has this. There's no way to avoid this. And these wounds that we've experienced from imperfect fathers impact us in three significant ways. First, they impact us in how we see ourselves. Our fathers have a huge impact on our self-esteem, how we feel about ourselves, our self-image, how we see ourselves, our self-confidence, what we believe about ourselves, our expectations of ourselves, and our self-control, how we manage our thoughts and our emotions and our behaviors and our relationships. Our dads have a big impact on who we see ourselves to be. Our fathers also have a big impact on how we see relationships. We learn about trust from our dads and from their relationship, specifically with our moms. We learn about expectations of manhood and what it means to be a husband and a father and what marriage should look like. We learn from our fathers about communication, whether they're open and honest, transparent, or whether they hide and they deceive and they're dishonest. And we also learn about priorities. what's most important, our job, our career, our hobby, our sport, our recreation, or people, relationships, marriage, family. And the third way that our fathers really significantly impact us is how we see God. Listen, we tend to view God the way that we see or saw our father. I want you to think about that a lot. We tend to relate to God in the ways that we related to our earthly father. We tend to attribute to God, our heavenly father, the traits that we saw and experienced in our earthly fathers. So if our earthly father was involved and caring and loving and generous and supportive, we're going to tend to view God that way. But if our earthly father was or is distant, uninvolved, harsh, critical, angry, we're going to tend to see God that way. So it's really important to understand this. Now the question is, if we're all damaged with father wounds from imperfect fathers, and this damage impacts us in so many different ways, how can we begin to heal from these wounds? Is it even possible? Yes, of course it's possible. With God, nothing is impossible. But I want to point out something at the start of this conversation. It's important to realize and to remember that our fathers had wounds from their fathers, as did their fathers before them. It's a generational thing. It's a chain of imperfection and woundedness that goes from one father and his family to the next, to the next. But with God's help, we can break this chain. We can become healthier, more godly, more Christ-like people and spouses and parents. We don't have to remain victims to the wounds of our fathers. Let me say that again. You don't have to remain a victim to the wounds of your father. But your wounds just don't automatically heal or go away. You have to intentionally work on healing from them. Intentionality, that's something I talk about all the time. If you don't intentionally work on them, healing from them, they're going to continue to impact you. How you feel about yourself, how you relate to people around you, and how you view God. And I'll just tell you something, they're impacting you more than you realize. So this is critical. So what I want to do is give you some practical steps, some intentional strategies that you can begin to implement today to start to begin the process of healing from your father wounds. And the first one, the most important one, is you first have to be reconciled with God, with your heavenly father. God is there. He created you. He loves you. He wants to be your heavenly father. But there's a problem, and that problem is sin. And your sin, and by the way, we're all sinful. We all have to deal with this. Your sin is separating you from a relationship with your heavenly father. And to resolve that issue, God has made a way, but we have to put our faith in his son, Jesus. He sent his son, Jesus, into this world, and Jesus lived a perfectly sinless life. And he paid for our sins, yours and mine, when he died on the cross. And he reconciled, he made a way for us to be reconciled with our heavenly Father. But we have to first acknowledge our sinfulness, repent of it, which means simply wanting to turn away and be different, and instead turn toward his son Jesus, who gave his life for us, put our faith in him. And the Bible says when we do that, we become children of God. We get adopted into his family, and God becomes our heavenly father. That's the first step. If you've never done that, that's what you need to do first. Become reconciled and resume relationship with and join the family of your Heavenly Father. That is key to everything. The second step is more of a realization. You need to realize this is going to be a process. You've been dealing with whatever wounds you have from your father for a long time. There's no quick fix. It's going to be a process. It's going to take you a while. And you need to be patient with the process and patient with yourself. That's really important. The next step, step number three, is that you have to acknowledge your wounds. You have to admit and recognize how you've been hurt. And that's hard because that's going to involve reconnecting with pain and sorrow and grief. And who likes to do that? But it's necessary. It's so easy to put these things away, put them in a box, shove them down, put it behind us and never look back, deny, minimize, excuse, anything like that. And what I'm saying is for this step, you need to just look at the reality of how you've been hurt. And what might help you to do this is to actually spend some time remembering specific events or interactions and remembering the details of those. And in a way, you're reliving them. Maybe you need to write them down like in a journal or something. That helps to remember. And you just need to reconnect with some of the specific ways you've been hurt. And step four, right along with that, then you need to grieve. You need to allow yourself to feel the feelings of loss, sadness, hurt, grief, anger, whatever you're feeling about these things. Let yourself feel your feelings. Reconnect with those emotions that you felt maybe way back when you were a child. The thing is, as you're doing this, you're now an adult. You're now in a different place of life. And as you are reliving and re-experiencing some of these things, you can hopefully now process this in a healthier way. You're not a little kid anymore. You're in a different place and you have God in your life to help you. So just to recap those last two steps, acknowledge your wounds, spend some time remembering them, and then allow yourself to feel your feelings and to grieve. And then this next step, step number five, bring all of that to God, to your Heavenly Father. You don't have to try and deal with all this on your own. Here's a verse for you. Psalm 62 and verse 8, one of my favorite verses right now. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. You can bring everything that's going on, including your past emotions and wounds, and pour them out before your Heavenly Father. You can trust him, and he will be a refuge, a place of safety for you. Paul, the Apostle Paul, wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 to 4, that God is the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation. So this step just involves bringing it all to your Heavenly Father and pouring out your heart before him, your thoughts, your feelings, your wounds, and giving him a chance to start to work in you, to bring resolution and healing and restoration. And then step number six is you need to talk to somebody else too. God is wonderful and he is enough, but he's also designed us to need one another. So you need to share some of this with somebody else, whether it's a good friend, a family member, a pastor, a counselor, somebody whom you trust, who will listen and love and support and understand. I'm telling you, just pouring out your heart and sharing like this with another person is incredibly healing. God does something amazing I have clients tell me this all the time, just sharing this. It's like a burden lifted off my shoulders. James chapter 5 and verse 16 says, pray for one another that you may be healed. So share with somebody who knows the Lord and who will pray for you about all of this. There's healing to be found in this step. And step number 7, learn more about your wounds. Do some research. There's so much information today with a click of a button online. Articles, books, videos, seminars, so many things. Just search Father Wounds and see what comes up. You're going to find out that so many people have experienced similar hurt and wounds to yours. They've written about it, they've talked about it, they've learned about it, and they're willing to share how they've learned and grown. And make sure that you're listening to people who know the Lord. That's the most important factor in all of this. But God has moved in these people to share their experiences to help you, to help others. And you can learn from their experiences and their journey and their process. And step number 8, and this is so critical to Scripture, you have to spend time getting to know who God, your Heavenly Father, truly is. Remember I said earlier, we all tend to attribute to God the attributes of our fathers, our earthly fathers, but that's not who He is. So you need to fill your heart and your mind with the truth of who He truly is. It's like Paul wrote in Romans 12:2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We all need to correct and adjust our thoughts about God, our beliefs about God, from seeing Him as we see our earthly father to seeing Him for who He truly is. I'll tell you, I've been on a journey in this regard myself for a while. I've been a follower of Jesus now for well over 40 years. And for most of my Christian life, for a number of reasons that I won't get into, I've always primarily related to God through Jesus, His Son, which is appropriate. But what I'm saying is most of the time, my communication, my relationship was with Jesus much more than with God the Father. I really struggled relating to the Father, our Heavenly Father. So a while back, here's what I did. I put together a list of the attributes of God from the Bible, just a big list, and specifically who God is as my Heavenly Father, as He's revealed Himself in the Bible. And so for some time now, I'll occasionally just go to this list and read through a lot of these attributes. And it's really helping me to change my perspective on God as my Father, to get to know Him more as my Father. It's helping me to kind of remember, to believe, just to instill in my heart, in my mind, the truth of who He really is. And this has really revolutionized my relationship with Him. I have a much stronger relationship with God today as my Father than I ever did before. So what I want to do is just take a minute and tell you, share with you some of these truths. These are realities about who your Heavenly Father is. He created you. He knows you intimately. He loves you unconditionally and perfectly. He's completely trustworthy. He always does what is best for you. And He can do anything. He knows everything. He's always with you. He never changes. He cares about you and your life. He will protect you. He's in control. He will comfort you. He's good. He's compassionate. He's forgiving. He's generous. He's gentle. He's kind. He's merciful. He's patient. He's sympathetic. He's safe. He's trustworthy. He's understanding. He's wise. And I could go on and on and on. This is who your Heavenly Father truly is. And we need to remember and let these truths soak in. And then the final step to healing from our father wounds is forgiveness. You need to begin the process of forgiving your father. And I use the word process intentionally. This is not a one-time event. And I don't have time to go into this whole process, but I just did an episode. Episode number 10 is entitled, How Can I Forgive Someone Who's Really Hurt Me? So I encourage you to listen to that. And again, I give really practical steps of how to go through the process of forgiveness. So that's really important. God has made a way to heal us from the wounds from our imperfect fathers. And it really begins with getting to know Him. He longs for you to come closer so you can know Him for who He really is, so you can experience His perfect love for you as your Heavenly Father. So don't wait any longer. Start to implement these steps that I've just shared with you and begin your healing process today. And be patient with the process and watch and see what God will do in your life. Thanks for listening today. If this has been helpful to you, I want to ask you to do three things. First, click the follow or subscribe button so you can find out right away when my next episode is being released. Second, write a review and let other people know how this has been helpful to you. And finally, tell your friends and family so they can benefit as well. Also, if you have a question you want me to answer, reach out to me at my website at roborum.com. That's R-O-B-B, two B's, O-R-A-M.com. Until next time, keep your eyes on Jesus.